Well, we're in a warm and humid weather pattern this week. It's no surprise for the middle of September, although we've taken a little bit of an edge off that heat and humidity, wouldn't you agree? We've had several nighttime lows inland in the upper 60s the last couple of nights. Daytime temperatures in the mid to upper 80s, very warm, but not 90 like we have had for months on end now, right? So we're doing okay with temperatures today that'll reach the upper 80s, several degrees cooler with weak onshore flow at the beaches, and just enough moisture now for an isolated shower or thunderstorm to form, mainly inland midday and through this afternoon, but coverage will be less than a quarter of the area. We'll gradually see the rain increase as we go through this week. So tomorrow, roughly 40% of the area gets rain, and by Thursday, half the area gets rain, and then much of the area by Friday and Saturday, some scattered showers and thunderstorms, but again, plenty of dry hours thrown in as well in what is typically the climax of our wet season, the month of September, usually with a little bit of tropical input. So speaking of which, let's check out the tropics. Nicholas moving ashore on the middle of southeast coast of Texas with some very heavy rain. Really the big problem, made a run at hurricane for a short time overnight, weakening as it moves over land today. A lot of rain for Houston and points east from there all the way into Louisiana. There'll be no impacts, however, for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. Nicholas was upgraded Sunday morning and will pretty quickly weaken to tropical depression and then a post-tropical low by later tonight and into the day tomorrow, but still capable of producing some very heavy rain. We have the area of disturbed weather, if you will, just east and southeast of the Bahamas. Been bringing this up over the last several days and talking the tropics with Mike. It looks like eventually low pressure is going to emerge. It looks to be probably happening east or southeast of Jacksonville, but quite a ways offshore, 200 to 300 miles away, moving northwest and turning more northward with time and kind of just skirting the North Carolina coast late in the week. So this ends up missing Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, in other words, as it turns northwest and north and northeastbound. It should increase to at least a tropical storm as it approaches North Carolina. It will be close on whether or not it's very significant. It looks like it primarily stays offshore and then will get pushed more offshore to the northeast once it leaves North Carolina. And then a strong tropical wave coming off the coast of Africa is likely to become a tropical storm sooner rather than later. The question is, how far across the Atlantic is it going to get? And there are some conflicting signals in the long-range steering currents and forecast models. It is not an issue until next week, but that is something that the Caribbean, northern and eastern Caribbean, will have to keep a close eye on as to whether or not this starts to turn more northward with time or stays more on a due west path. If it's a U.S. problem, it's also a long ways away, at least the middle of next week, if not longer. So 10 to 12 days away minimum, and a lot can happen there. But there are signs that the Bermuda High is going to try to strengthen as we get later into the month of September. And if that's true, then it makes it easier for those long-track tropical systems to make it further west across the Atlantic. So it's something we'll certainly carefully track and monitor. But there's nothing imminent for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida right now, despite the very active tropics. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Thor weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.